Hello and welcome to the Footvey English podcast in collaboration with World Football Index, a unique mix of fandom and journalism. Footvey English is your one-stop shop for all things Venezuelan football in the English language, from the men's to the women's and the domestic leagues to the national teams. Today, I'm happy to bring you another episode of the Footvey English podcast, and it's somebody that we've spoken to before, both on the Footvey English podcast and on Todd's podcast, the Free Kick Pod. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jordan. It's been a while. We were talking off air, and I'm glad to reunite and reconnect. And it's crazy just watching the connections that football brings everybody. I mean, you're a guy who was over in England. I remember you writing your book, and you were just looking for people to back the book so you can get it in print and everything. And now look at you living in Venezuela, working in football full time, and you'd love to see it. Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Thank you very much, Todd. That means, I'm just looking at the date, that means it's almost 5 years since we first spoke. Wow, I hadn't thought of it like that at all. And the main reason we're here together today is to talk about a Venezuelan that has made a big impact at your club, a big impact in MLS in general, Philadelphia Union and Brujo Martinez, a success story for Venezuelan football in the US, and perhaps now about to be a success story in Brazil. Brujo Martinez has left. How does that make you feel? How does that make the fans feel?
Yeah, so I think the fans are pretty upset with the move just because MLS still has 9 games left to be played. It's still in their season and then playoffs start up. And so you're losing a core player for that team. They already moved on from Julian Carranza in the July window. They sold him to Feyenoord, the Argentine striker. They moved on from Jose Martinez and then most recently Damian Lowe. And so you have two key players that were getting into the starting 11 week in, week out, and then Damian Lowe was your backup third center back. And so the Union are really struggling right now with not really having players in to replace them. As people may not know, the transfer window is now closed in MLS, and the Union made one move. That was Danny John Jock from FC Metz, now in the League Two in over in French. He was playing last year in the first division in France, but Metz got relegated, and so that was the only replacement that the Union brought in this winter. And yeah, fans are just sad to see Jose Martinez go, because this guy has been up there with the Union for some of their, well, not even some of their, all their key moments. He came in 2020, and Jim Curtin tells this story, and this is one of the first moments that I think of too. And I'm sure the listeners will remember that picture of Jose Martinez's face all bloody and everything, because he took a boot to the face against LAFC and he just had blood all over his shirt. And people said, you know, this is where the story of Jose El Brujo Martinez had started, against LAFC, just that blood running down his face. And then COVID happens, and Jim Curtin showed us a story that none of us knew before Martinez was officially gone from the club, where COVID happened. Jose went back to Venezuela, and every single day he was running on the beaches down there, just getting in shape. And Jim Curtin said when he came back, it looked like a completely different player had transformed from the player that they saw prior to COVID to the player that came back after the COVID break and whatnot. So yeah, Jose Martinez is missed. And when you walk around Subaru Park, I even saw it this Sunday, just so many fans with Martinez jerseys or El Brujo jerseys. I mean, this guy was a fan favorite, and he's a player who gave his all for the club. And so I think the fan base is very, very sad to see him go. And, you know, when you look at what he did at Copa America, I think this makes sense for Jose Martinez. His value wasn't going to be higher. He had talked to Jose Nunez, who's a reporter here in Philadelphia, and said of his desires to play abroad that, you know, he felt like he had a really good competition with Venezuela and Copa America. He knew that eyes were on him. As your listeners know, when people did Team of the Tournaments, Jose Martinez was in a lot of those Team of the Tournaments. And so his value couldn't have been any higher than what it currently was. And I'm not surprised that a club like Corinthians came in for him. But yeah, the fan base is sad to see him go.
Yeah, it's completely understandable. A player that made over 100 appearances in MLS for Philadelphia Union, be it regular season, be it playoffs, be it the MLS back, where his cult status began. Maybe another aspect into the move is his age. He is 30 years old now. Not many opportunities left for a big move, as it were. Certainly not his first opportunity to have left Philadelphia Union. I know that there's been interest in prior seasons in Europe. I know Belgium was a viable option for him a couple of seasons back, and Tanner wasn't keen to let him go for the money on offer there. And another aspect to the move, something fans probably aren't concerned about as well, but it has involved an agency change for Brujo Martinez as well.
I noticed that.
The Venezuelan agency he arrived with, AFV, that are an agency with a strong presence at Philadelphia Union over the years. He's now gone to TNC Sports, who have had their own success in MLS. You could perhaps even argue more success in MLS, with the likes of Christian Caceres Jr. Taking him to New York Red Bulls and then onto Toulouse, for example. So it's an interesting chapter in Brujo Martinez's career. Todd, what would you say was the highlight of Brujo's career at Philadelphia Union?
Ooh, the highlight. So we're talking on field, off field, all of it, just all wrapped in one. I mean, there's so many moments with him. If we want to focus on the field, I think you got to look at his first goal that he scored for the club against Orlando City. He's well outside the 18-yard box, and he had tried these shots all the time, and he come close, but to watch this ball just swerve in the air and just find the upper corner. They were like, oh my God, he finally did it. Jose Martinez finally did it. And then he'd also go on to score against FC Cincinnati with a similar style goal. And then he'd also do the same against New York City. And so it was great to see Jose Martinez finally score three goals in the 2023 season. And it's like, man, all these long distance shots, teams started to put more pressure on him because it really was a weapon. And we saw his defensive efforts. And I think an issue for me here, and I wish I had a vote, and the people that voted for him for like team of the season, or I should say didn't vote for him, I think people did him a disservice because from 2021 to 2023, he's arguably been the best number six in all MLS because of his defensive work rate. This is a guy who works tirelessly off the ball. He's gonna win you, I feel like, every single tackle. I mean, the engine on this guy is unreal, and so I get it. When people look for a team of the season and everything, people tend to look at the attacking midfielders for those midfield spots, but it's a disservice to him because nobody's been close to him as good as he has been as a number six because of his defensive attributes. One thing that I like about Jose that I've noticed as the years have went on about his game is he's kind of like a deep-lying number six, a playmaking six, where he can play those diagonal balls from left to right, and he has that passing range on him, which, we hadn't seen that since Harris Mununen, the Bosnian international number six at the Philadelphia Union. And so when Harris was leaving, the big question about him was, okay, he doesn't play defense for you, but that passing range was a real weapon for the Union when Harris was here. And so the question was, can Jose Martinez do that? And I don't know if listeners know this or not, but Jose Martinez wasn't even supposed to be the guy in Philadelphia Union. They had brought in a former Golden Boy nominee from Slovakia, Matai Odvats. He was supposed to be the guy. But Jose Martinez, given that opportunity, Jim Curtin said, he came back from that COVID break when the players had to go away in the best shape out of every single player at the club. And I think that just talks about the character of the guy. It's just he's hardworking, he's never stopping, and he quickly won over the fan base. And so that's what I think is probably the most rememberable about him is the goals and that he never stops working until the whistle's blown.
Yeah, and I think you picked up on a really interesting point there in how perhaps some aspects of his game was overlooked, or just perhaps him as a player was overlooked. Interestingly, a couple of years back, I was working for a US-based agency as a scout, particularly for Venezuela, and it was interesting that in the one major window that I worked for them, I was fortunate enough to see the transfer requirements of quite a few MLS clubs. And Brujo Martinez was literally the blueprint that they were looking for in a six. They wanted the next Brujo Martinez. They weren't listing attributes. They were just saying, bring us the next Brujo. And I think Brujo's story is something that recruiters in MLS, but also, maybe just across the Americas in general, should really take note of, because we can talk about Brujo as an exception. But we can also use him as an argument against some of these, I think personally, and I'm talking from a recruitment background, silly rules. And I'll use Brujo as an example. So often you see recruitment policies at clubs only wanting to sign players under the age of 23 unless they're already established in like a top 10 European league or something. Brujo didn't get signed by Philly until he was 25. You do not see many 25-year-olds leave Liga Footvey to a bigger league and have the success Brujo has. That's not to say it's not doable. It's that the players don't, there's not many players that get that opportunity. Brujo Martinez, again, wasn't particularly like a massively well-established player in Liga Footvey either. He had 67 appearances, but that at the time, given the size of the league at the time, was only like 2.5 years, or the equivalent of 2.5 years playing every game. He actually started at the second team in Zulia, not the second team of Zulia, the second team in Zulia, the area, in the second division. So this is a player that didn't even break through late in general. He broke through late in Venezuela. And that's only going to happen more now, where Liga Futebol has shrunk in the space of 3 seasons from a 20-team division to a 14-team division. So you've got 6 teams worth of players that no longer play in the highest division of Liga Futebol. They're playing in Liga Futebol 2, the second division, a league that's poorly covered at best by the likes of Transfermarkt and Soccerway, was barely covered at all a couple of years ago, isn't on Y Scout, isn't on SofaScore, isn't on these platforms that recruiters use. A player like Brujo, right now, maybe even a season ago, may have not never got that chance at all to go and have a success in MLS. And like you say, that story that Curtin has released almost after the fact, is testament to the kind of character Brujo Martinez is. And again, off the pitch, regularly coming back to Venezuela, regularly going back to Maracaibo, to Zulia, where he's from, in the off season at Christmas, thousands, hundreds of donations for Christmas toys for kids. Really is such a likable guy. I remember some of the things, as someone that's not a big watcher of MLS, but a big follower of Venezuelan players overseas, some of the best stuff about Brujo was the things you see on social media with him, like dancing on the training ground in a boombox, like trying to work out, is this guy liked by his players, or is he an absolute nuisance? Like, he doesn't care. He was in his own world. And I think so much was overlooked about Brujo. You talking about his ability on the ball, hitting diagonals, I think that's something to this day that's still overlooked, or just not seen as a big part of his game, even amongst Venezuelan football fans. Some people see him as like the technically limited one in midfield, in Venezuela's midfield three. And so many people were surprised that he managed to make that starting spot his own, not just under Batista, but also getting good time under Pekerman and before him, Becerra. But it stands to point, and again, this is a success story for MLS recruitment in Venezuela, that not only did he not go to Philadelphia until 25, the age of 25, it wasn't until 18 months after his move to MLS that he made his national team debut. So he's making his national team debut close to his 27th birthday, and he's played the vast majority of the game since. In the past 3 years, he's made 32 appearances for the senior national team. So it really is a almost, I don't want to be cliche, but it almost is like an American dream success story.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's the thing. I think, the team put out a video. I know Apple TV, who has the broadcast rights for MLS over here, they interviewed him after the game. And, I've never seen Jose Martinez get emotional. You mentioned those videos, he's dancing, just having a good time. But, you saw tears coming out of his eyes. And I think for him, he realizes how special Philadelphia was because it put him on the map for the national team. I mean, he's been a staple with the Venezuelan national team ever since he's been in Philadelphia. And if he doesn't make that move, like you said, I mean, he probably doesn't leave the country. He probably doesn't get into the national team. Not saying that he couldn't, because of seeing what kind of character he is, just how hard he works. But those opportunities are going to be even slimmer than what they already were going from Venezuela to MLS. And to his credit, like I said, wasn't even supposed to be the guy in Philadelphia, but he knew, let me go back home to Venezuela, put in the work, come back, and look like a completely different player. And it's mind-blowing to me to think about, this team without Jose Martinez, just because of how much he's meant to that midfield. I mean, I talked about it a few minutes ago, where it's a shame that when you look at his accolades here in Philadelphia Union, he's only made the MLS All-Star team one time last season in 2023. Should have been in Team of the Seasons, but the people that vote, unfortunately, they're only looking for those attacking players. But you and I know, the listeners know, the game's so much more than goals scored. It's about what you do off the ball. And what Jose Martinez did for this team defensively back in 2022, they set the least amount of goals scored in a 34-game season with 26. And a big part of that was Jose Martinez. This guy was unbelievable. And for people who don't know the formation that the Union play, they play a 4-4-2 diamond. So that means that Jose Martinez is left as the lone six in that formation. He has a lot of opportunities there, a lot of sole responsibility to protect that back line. And this guy, I mean, it didn't matter what attacker was going at him, He was always going to come away with the ball. And then you see him with the national team going up against the likes of Messi, against Neymar. And I remember, I think he'd actually won the ball off of Neymar a couple of times when they were playing against Brazil, watching clips on social media. And yeah, I mean, this guy knows how much Philadelphia meant to him. And he, again, going back to the interview he had with Jose Nunez here in Philadelphia, he said that one day he wants to come back to Philadelphia and retire in Philadelphia. And he said Philadelphia is his second home. And you can honestly see that because of the opportunities that the Philadelphia Union have given him. Yes, the money's great. He was making a lot more money in Philadelphia than he would in Brazil. I mean, in Venezuela. Now he goes to Brazil where he'll make even more money than he was making in Philadelphia. And so, yeah, I'm sure the money aspect was great, but to look what it did for him on the national team and to show him become a player. When you say Philadelphia Union, one of the first players that came to mind was Jose Martinez. I'm glad you shared that story about teams saying, find me the next Jose Martinez. I had heard a similar story because he really was for 3 years in the league, the best number six in the league. And I don't know how the Philadelphia Union replace him. I don't know if there ever will be another Jose Martinez in the league because he was that good. Sure, there's maybe players that can be just as good as him, but to watch this guy rise through the ranks at 25 years old, it's a story I don't even think Hollywood could write.
And you've almost stolen my next question by saying you don't know the answer. My next question was, how do you replace Brujo Martinez? At least in the short term, you say there's 9 games left. Who's going to fill in for him the rest of the season? And if you were putting together a blueprint for how to replace Martinez, what does that look like? Not simply the next Martinez, but those key attributes that need replacing.
Yeah, so I mean, we saw Jesus Bueno finally make his first start since July 14th, July 17th against Toronto. You have to fact check me on that, but it's been a while since Jesus Bueno had got a start, and so he starts against Colorado Rapids this weekend as the number six. We've seen him come off the bench as a number eight. And Jose is a Jesus, sorry, is a curious case for me because I do think he can play as a six, but I think his skill set's a little bit better at the eight as one of those outside players. I don't think he has the passing range that Jose Martinez had. And then the other player the Union have been playing is Leon Flock, a German American. He definitely doesn't have the passing range that Jose Martinez had. And so I think it's important for the Union to go out. And I mentioned the only player they brought in to maybe try to replace Jose Martinez this window was Danley Jean-Jacques. I asked Jim Curtin, do you see him as a six, as an eight? Jim says, he can play both positions. He can play in a double pivot. But looking at the scouting reports, talking to people in the club, it sounds like Danley's more of an eight, somebody that's going to be quick in the transitions. And so I think the Union don't have a replacement on the roster for Jose Martinez at the moment. I think, you got to look for a player that has that passing range that Jose Martinez has. Again, you were talking about how maybe the Venezuelan fans don't appreciate that part of his game. And that's something the last couple of years that I've really come to appreciate. And it's something that gets overlooked in his game. And one thing that I noticed with him playing with Venezuela, he'll play on the right side a lot of the times and get forward. And in Philadelphia, he'd sit back and occasionally the Union would interchange with their two eights and then the six, and Jose would sometimes get out on the right hand side. And there was a couple times against DC United and I believe Orlando City, where we saw him go on this just deep run on the right touchline and he'd pull up and pull his hamstring. It's like, oh, Jose, you can't be making those runs, dude. It's like he's quick. He is very, very quick. But I think part of that just comes natural for him because he does it with Venezuela. And so Union fans wanted to see maybe Jim Curtin experiment with Jose Martinez as an eight in the diamond formation that they played. But yeah, I mean, he was just way too good as a six to experiment with that because what he did for you defensively and his passing range, I think that's going to be key for the Union to try to replace is find a number six that, yes, has the defensive attributes that Jose Martinez had, but also the passing range because now, Jack McGlynn, who's one of their center midfielders, he is not great at defending at all, but he does have the passing range that Jose Martinez has. I think Jack McGlynn's the best passer of the ball, but the defensive qualities aren't there at all. He's a sweet left foot. But if you can find a number six, and we'll see what happens with Jack McGlynn, the transfer window's not closed yet. There was rumors that he could potentially be on his way to Real Sociedad, but it looks like he's staying put in Philadelphia for the time being. I wouldn't be surprised if Jack McGlynn leaves in the wintertime, but you've got to find a number six that Yes, it would be easy if you can say, find me the next Jose Martinez. You said it. People want that in MLS, and that's going to be difficult to do. But I do believe in Ernst Tanner in this front office in the Philadelphia Union that they can find a player of similar qualities. But for me, the most important thing is the passing range, somebody that can play those long diagonals because the Union love playing direct in their diamond formation.
So Jesus Bueno is now at the age that Brujo was when Brujo joined Philadelphia Union. It could be his coming of age, but I do agree with you. I certainly see more of an eight in his game than I see in Brujo's game. With the national team, Brujo was on occasion, probably 50-50, wasn't used higher up the pitch. I think that was mainly to press higher, certainly how it felt he was used under the current head coach, Batista. I know under Pesero in the Copa America 2021, him and Cáceres were used as very wide midfielders because of their ability to get up and down the pitch. But that Copa America was strange for many reasons, mainly the fact that COVID was the narrative. A lot of players replaced at short notice. That really was a golden opportunity for Brujo that he took with both hands. It's when he made his national team debut, and there was no looking back really. Jesus Bueno, when he was back in Liga Fútbol, looked at the time to be a Venezuelan central midfielder that was going to go perhaps not to the level of Christian Cáceres and Telasco Segovia, but higher than Brujo Martinez. So to see him, don't know if stall is too strong a word, but for his career's trajectory to slow down was somewhat unexpected. I don't know if he's the answer at the base of a diamond midfield, to be perfectly honest. He's certainly not going to be a like for like replacement of Brujo, but I do hope for his sake, for Venezuelan football being successful in MLS, I hope for those reasons he does make a success of his MLS career. He's still under contract for another 2 years. Philadelphia have a extension option on that as well. Back to Brujo though, the early press reports on him going to Corinthians is living up to the cliche, the stereotype. He's being described as a pit bull. For any Brazilian football fans, Corinthian fans that may happen to listen to a Venezuelan podcast in English, summarize Brujo for me in a sentence or two.
Yeah, I think Pitbull's the perfect description. A player that's going to go into every single tackle and not pull up. He's a player that's going to get under the opposition's skin, and I think that's great. That's what you want. You want a player like that that's going to throw an opposition player off their game, and that's exactly what you're going to get with Jose Martinez. As soon as that whistle is blown to start the game, up until the 90th minute when the game's over, Jose Martinez isn't going to stop running. He's not going to stop fighting for that ball, and his defensive awareness, knowing his assignments, who to track, who to shut down, fantastic with that. But this is a natural ball winner. You can look at any of the metrics you want. There's a guy who loves going for a tackle more times than not. He's going to come away with the ball. He's quick in transition. Look, you mentioned he's 30 years old, but it doesn't mean that, okay, yeah, he's on the wrong age of 30. I think he still has a lot left in his legs. He's a quick player too, which is maybe a little bit surprising. And I talked about, going on those runs on the right touchline and sometimes coming up and pulling his hamstring there. But he's a player that I think is always looking to go attack, attack, attack when the opportunity presents itself, whether it be, going on that run himself or quickly transitioning from defense to offense, getting the ball up for it. So I would say he's a natural ball winner, and he's a player that's going to quickly just transition into the attack.
Perfect. And looking forward rather than dwelling on Brujo's sad departure for you, looking forward for Philadelphia Union and their Venezuelan contingent, their Venezuelan future. You've currently got three players with a connection to the club. You've got on loan from Liga Footbay, Giovanni Sequeira from Metropolitanos and Carlos Roja from La Guaira, and also Jose Riasco, whose situation is in somewhat of a limbo. I interestingly talking to a former MLS recruitment staff member from a, I won't name the club, but from an established MLS club. I was speaking to him the other day. No, he's no longer in post, and he highlighted the fact that both New York Red Bulls and Philadelphia Union have European passport holding board members or directors, which allow them to physically on the ground come to Venezuela and scout players. And he thought that was a key reason in why those two MLS clubs in particular have had more sustained success with Venezuelan players. I don't know if I necessarily agree too much. It was great to hear that potentially Ernst Tanner is coming to Venezuela on a regular basis. I can't validate that that information is true or not. I think equally important is the relationship that the agencies have built, and that's built on trust and time. You have AFV having many clientele at Philadelphia Union over the years, and TNC having clientele at New York Red Bulls predominantly and having success from it over the years. Both agencies also with players in the USL. So going forward, do you feel that there's a soft spot now for Venezuelans amongst the fan base of Philadelphia Union?
Yeah, for Philadelphia Union, I think for MLS as a whole, I mean, you can get on social media and just read after it was announced that Jose Martinez was gone, and they were like, "Oh, thank God this guy's out of the league." Not because he's a bad player, but because of how terrible he was for the opposition to face, because he's that pit bull. He's a hard worker, and he doesn't make it easy for the opposition. And so I think not only did Philadelphia Union fans appreciate his style of play, but so did the opposition, because they know that he was one of the best number sixes in all of MLS. And so yeah, it's sad, and I think Jose Martinez is definitely going to light the way for that connection to just continue to happen for the Philadelphia Union going down to Venezuela. But I think it also opens up the market for just all MLS. You talk about Christian Caceres, who was outstanding for the New York Red Bulls, and I don't know if Jose Martinez got to those levels, but both of them did not disappoint Venezuela. You also have Joseph Martinez, who we all know played a big part in that. And funny enough, the Union actually played Pachuca with another Venezuelan playing on that team, Solomon Rondon, absolutely destroyed the Union. And so I think, and this bothered Union fans too, because if I'm not mistaken, Pachuca were able to get Rondon on a free transfer. And the Union fans were saying, why couldn't we have done this? This is exactly what we needed, a big bully up top that's going to hold up the play. But he can also score too. And we saw plenty of that in the CONCACAF Champions Cup this past season. And so I think, you know, Jose Martinez, Christian Caceres, who the Union have come against, they've come against, like I said, Solomon. I think all of these players that the Union have seen in person is only going to help establish them to keep going back to Venezuela. And I think we're going to see more and more teams in MLS go there because of the success stories. And I really do think it's an untapped market. I still think it's untapped. Yes, we've seen success from the Philadelphia Union bringing in multiple players there, New York Red Bulls bringing in multiple players, but I still think it's untapped. And I would argue all of South American soccer is really untapped. You see teams go all the time to Europe, and it's all people talk about. But South American soccer is just so underrated, undervalued, and you can find some real gems down there. And yes, everybody knows Brazil, everybody knows Argentina, but you get to some of these smaller countries, you're going to find some real diamond in the rough players in there. And I think Jose Martinez is one of those prime examples of what type of players are exactly down there in Venezuela and South America as a whole.
Well, it's very nice to hear you view Venezuelan football as so high potential and so valuable. It's not always the perception that Venezuelan football gets. It's not necessarily a negative one that it gets. It's normally an absence of one. So often you hear people say, I don't know anything about the league, or I don't know how to understand the level. I don't know where the level's at. But hopefully players such as Brujo, Joseph, Christian Caceres, will continue to lead the way. You've now got a young Kevin Kelsey arriving, not directly from Liga Futebol. He was in Ukraine first, but now he's in MLS 2. He's hit the ground running, and you know there's plenty of other examples.
Cincinnati.
Not just
Yeah, good player.
not just recent examples as well. You know, you've got Venezuelans' history in MLS goes back to almost the start of MLS itself. Todd, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast again. Hopefully, this won't be the last reason for us to have to talk. Perhaps we talk about Bueno's fantastic end to the season at the end of the year. Perhaps we talk about a new Venezuelan signing in January. But until then, thank you very much for coming on, Todd.
Thank you so much, Jordan, for having me on. Any time you need me to talk about Jose Martinez, who's no longer at the club, sadly, or Jesus Bueno, or maybe some new Venezuelans the Union sign in the future, I'd be happy to come on here and talk about their impact with the Philadelphia Union.
Until then, Corinthians fans, sounds like you're a lucky bunch. Thank you for listening to the Footbay English podcast. Goodbye.